Just a month after being released from prison, former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn is arrested again.
This is a new suspicion cited by prosecutors that basically he stole company money.
Plus, six states sue the Trump administration for attempting to ease school lunch standards.
They are attacking the health and the safety of our children.
And Tesla's first quarter deliveries disappoint. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we get into our big story of the morning, the rearrest of Carlos Ghosn in Japan over new suspicions of financial misconduct, here's what you missed overnight. Ethiopian officials have just released their preliminary report into the crash of a Boeing 737 MAX plane in early March, which killed all 157 people on board. Ethiopia's transport minister said pilots repeatedly followed procedures recommended by Boeing, but that they were unable to control the plane.
The crew performed all the procedures repeatedly provided by the manufacturer, but was not able to control the aircraft.
That has to do with the anti-stall technology we were discussing yesterday, and it raises pressure on Boeing to fix the problem. It's worth noting that these are the preliminary findings, so they can change later. And six U.S. states and the District of Columbia sued the Trump administration in federal court over the White House's decision to roll back school lunch nutrition standards in December. Here's New York's Attorney General Letitia James.
Eliminated the final maximum sodium target. Delayed by 5 years, the second intermediate maximum sodium target set for the 2019-2020 school year, and cut in half the whole grain requirement. Simply put, the Trump administration is putting our children in harm's way.
There are about 30 million U.S. children who are eligible for free or reduced-priced school lunches. Also, late on Wednesday, Tesla reported worse-than-expected first-quarter deliveries. The electric car company said it delivered just 63,000 vehicles last period. That's a 31% drop from the previous 3 months. The issue? Tesla is struggling to ship its Model 3 sedan to China and Europe. It became available there for the first time this year. And those markets, they're increasingly crucial for the company after the reduction in federal tax credits the buyers receive in the U.S. for electric cars. And the chairman of the House Tax Writing Committee, Democrat Richard Neal, formally requested President Trump's tax returns on Wednesday. President Trump, however, seemed unbothered by the request.
The chairman of the Democratic House Ways and Means Committee moments ago asked the IRS for 6 years of your tax returns. Want to get your...
Is that all?
That's all.
Oh, usually it's 10, so I guess they're giving up. Now, we're under audit, despite what people said, and we're... working that out, as I'm always under audit, it seems. But until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that. Thank you.
As president, Mr. Trump is under mandatory IRS audit. He said that the audits date from before he ran for office. Now, our main story this morning. Carlos Ghosn has been arrested again in Tokyo, this time on suspicion of abusing his former position as the chairman of the Nissan-Renault Alliance for personal gain. To refresh your memory, Mr. Ghosn was arrested for the first time in Japan in November. He was released about a month ago. To make sense of what's happened this time, I phoned up Peter Landers, our Tokyo bureau chief. So, Peter, what's happened this time? Why is Carlos Ghosn back in prison?
Prosecutors are citing new suspicions against Ghosn, specifically that Nissan sent $15 million to a distributor overseas, and we know this is a distributor in Oman in the Middle East. And they're saying of that $15 million, Carlos Ghosn basically took $5 million for himself. They're essentially accusing him of stealing from the company Till, and it's a very serious allegation. But serious allegations require serious evidence, and we haven't seen that evidence yet.
Why weren't these new charges revealed earlier? Why let him out of prison and then rearrest him?
Prosecutors have said they're continuing to investigate what Ghosn did while he was the chairman and CEO of Nissan. And this is a fairly difficult case to untangle. There are a number of subsidiaries and shell companies and so on and so forth that are involved in this allegation. So it may have taken them some time to get what they felt was enough evidence to arrest him over these suspicions.
So what happens next? Will Mr. Goen be released soon?
He's can be held for at least 48 hours, and then the prosecutors could seek to extend that by up to 20 days by getting court approval. So it's quite possible that he would be behind bars again for the next 3 weeks or so. And ultimately, they're likely to charge him over these suspicions. We don't have formal charges on this Oman matter yet, but I'd say that's fairly likely to happen within the next couple of weeks.
After the arrest, Mr. Goen said in a statement, "My arrest this morning is outrageous and arbitrary. Why arrest me except to try to break me? I will not be broken. I am innocent of the groundless charges and accusations against me." You can follow the latest twists and turns in this saga at WSJ.com. On to markets. Obviously, pay attention to what investors make of Tesla's disappointing deliveries when U.S. markets open later. For more on what we're paying attention to, here's our Heard on the Street columnist, Nate Taplin.
Wall Street Journal Dollar Index was down 0.1%, its biggest decline in more than a week. The big factor is probably China. Chinese purchasing managing indexes for March have come in very strong, with the service index compiled by private company Caixin hitting a 14-month high. Unfortunately, a lot of that is probably related to seasonality. February data, trade, industrial profits, and almost everything was very bad. March data looks good, but it may not mean that a sustainable recovery is really here yet.
Now the sked. Here's what to look forward to later today. Negotiations between the U.S. and China over a resolution to the year-long trade dispute continue in Washington. President Trump is scheduled to meet the lead negotiator at the White House today, possibly setting up a future summit with China's President Xi Jinping. However, we're reporting that a main sticking point has been the Chinese desire to see all tariffs lifted once a deal is reached. The White House wants to leave them in place to ensure that China complies with whatever is negotiated. Yesterday, the IMF released a study on the impact that the tariffs are having on the global economy. Here is our reporter, Josh Zumbroom, with the findings.
Their key takeaway is that both countries lose. You know, the U.S. growth is hit by this. Chinese growth is hit even more. And to the extent that there are winners, the winners win by a small amount, is I guess what you might say.
And a former CIA officer convicted of providing classified information to Chinese intelligence will be sentenced by a federal judge in Virginia. He faces the possibility of life in prison. It comes days after a woman carrying two Chinese passports was arrested for sneaking into President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort with malware. FBI Director Chris Wray and others have flagged Chinese espionage as the biggest counterintelligence threat facing the U.S. Plus, for years, there's been speculation about who will replace Warren Buffett at the helm of Berkshire Hathaway, the conglomerate he's run for decades. Whoever's chosen as the successor, we report today that already the company's been changing. One key area, collaboration between the various Berkshire companies' CEOs. It's a significant departure from years past when they were seen as a collection of independently operated businesses. Finally, the producer of Corona Beer and Svedka Vodka, Constellation Brands, reached a deal to sell some of its wine brands for $1.7 billion. Now, these are the cheaper ones, most available for less than $11 a bottle, that have become less profitable as our alcohol buying habits have shifted. Have you upgraded the type of wine you buy or shifted from drinking entirely? Let us know. Tweet us at WSJ Podcasts. That's what's news from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening. Now get to work.